Walleye fishing's been around a long, long time, and professional walleye fishing's been around a long time as well. And with me today is Scott Glorvigan. And Scott, I guess the first thing is that you've been fishing this walleye business for a long time.
Oh, I have been, Terry. You know, it's the neat part of growing up in northern Minnesota that walleye fishing becomes part of your life at an early age. And I started out guiding when I was in high school for walleyes. My folks had a place up on Lake Winnebogoch, and we did that for summer work. And then as we got into our college years and, you know, paying the college tuitions and fund money and things like that from guide work, competitive angling for walleyes kind of come into play. And that's where I really got my first taste of it, was in the mid-80s. Both Marty and I fished the MWC circuit, and we were partners and teamed up with each other and kind of wanted to go out there and see if we could really catch fish other places than our home waters. And it was a very, very humbling experience at first. I think it took us three tournaments before we actually weighed in a legal walleye. But I'll tell you what, I've learned a lot from competitive angling over the years. And some of the best learning experiences have probably been the most frustrating experiences, where you haven't been catching fish and things like that. But they're a rather unique creature that swims in these bodies of water throughout the Midwest. And when you think you have them figured out, whammo, they change the game plan on you.
Well, you know, I've heard and I've talked to a lot of people about this, and I think it's a good analogy, is they kind of equate walleye to a smart bass. You know, it's one of those things where they move around a lot. They're a little bit more finicky to bite and some of those kind of things. So it does take kind of a knack.
Oh, absolutely. And I think there's a combination of things that the walleyes do that other species of fish don't possess the ability to do. Is A, they can feed 24 hours a day. B, they probably react more to cold fronts than any other species of fish, whether it's a cold front coming in or a high pressure moving in. These fish really react positively and negatively to those situations. So you really got to be on your toes. And I think probably the one thing that I learned from guiding that really helped me with my competitive angling is the smallest tiny of changes, whether it's in the fish moving or their location change, or you figure something out accidentally in a presentation change and you realize that one fish can unlock the key for everything else in regards to catching fish for walleye. So, yeah, they're very, very susceptible to changes, pressure, fishing pressure, water clarities. It's absolutely amazing how they react to their environment.
Well, you look back, I mean, you talked about being able to fish these tournaments for a long, long time, starting with the MWC, but you also fished a PWT, which is a professional walleye trail, and you look at how this sport is kind of developing, and I think it's been a roller coaster ride, and it still seems to be on one somewhat.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, the world of walleye fishing has gone through several renaissances, and you look back to, and I really say professional angling for walleye started in the late 80s, early 90s, when the professional walleye trail come out. And we started in Minnesota, and then we started branching out to the Great Lakes, reservoirs out west, reservoirs in the south. And granted, a walleye is a walleye, but they adapt to the predator-prey relationship in many, many different ways. You know, we grew up with structure fishing, and we thought that's where the walleyes always lived, but when we started fishing the Great Lakes, where you had suspended fisheries, and I'm talking about where the forage base goes out and suspends in the water column and moves from one end of the Great Lakes to the other, and these big walleyes follow with them, boy, that opened our eyes up to situations that we had here on our local lakes. We never actually even knew those fish existed. You know, they go out with the shiners or the smelt or things like that. We just thought they left the shoreline and, you know, got lockjaw the rest of the year, but it's amazing the things that walleyes do to stay on top of a food source, whether it's a river, whether it's a lake, or whether it's a Great Lakes.
Well, and it's important to note that the value of electronics, I think, is very, very critical when you're walleye fishing. You know, when you find those suspending fish, you know, it's one thing to find them, it's another to catch them, of course, but you got to really use your electronics probably in more detail than maybe you would in any other type of species.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, we're teamed up with one of the leading manufacturers in regards to electronics, Lowrance Electronics, and they have been the absolute leader in using technology through whether it's GPS systems or color sonar and all of that, tying it together to allow you to track and follow these fish as they move on a daily basis, whether it's in a Great Lake or whether it's in a natural lake. And now with the advent of all the color technology that's out there, you have tools at your fingertips that you never had before. And that's the thing that you look at with walleyes versus, let's say, a bass or a very structure-oriented species, is a lot of times when fish are in structure, they maybe move around on that structure based on wind direction, fishing pressure, current increases, or what have you. But when you take walleyes and they're suspended, they're at the mercy of where the bait fish are. On a structure piece, fish may move, you know, 100 yards from this end to that end based on wind direction or maybe some pressure that they're getting from anglers, what have you. You take walleyes that are suspended, they may move 1, 2, 3, 4 miles in a 24-hour period. So you really need those electronics to track and follow those fish, whether they're on structure or whether they're in open water.
Well, and it's amazing also the boat selection. You look at a bass boat and you think they're pretty dependable in rough water, but you guys are fishing the big water and need a boat that's going to be dependable for you. So with that electronics, you also have to equip yourself right with a boat and rod and reels and all that kind of stuff, but a boat's pretty critical.
Oh, absolutely. You know, bass guys typically use their bass boats to get to and from a spot at a rather high speed of rate to go down the lake. But with walleye fishing, a lot of times, the boat is actually presenting the bait. Whether you're back trolling along a break line and you're holding that boat into the wind and you're fishing the bait straight over the side of the boat, you can see your bait on the screen of the Lowrance unit, and you're watching the fish actually move up to the bait and you're catching them. There's a lot of times that we're using the boat, especially on big water, Great Lakes, things like that, where we're forward trolling, pulling planing boards with crankbaits, getting a spread of baits out there to fish different depths in that water column to figure out where those fish are at. So the boats are really, really well equipped to allow you to do many different things, whether you're casting like a bass guy from the bow, using your trolling motor and using your electronics to spot and hold yourself on a specific piece of structure. You may be running from midship where I've got planer boards out, I'm traveling forward, I'm trolling at 1.5 to 2.5 miles, and I've got all these lines out the back of the boat trying to contact fish that are in the open water suspended. And then I can work from the back of the boat, back trolling, and yeah, I know the pointy end means you're supposed to go forward, but a lot of times going backwards in waves really allows you to hold on a specific piece of structure and put that bait right in the fish's face. But without that equipment in regards to electronics, boats, trolling motors, kicker motors, big outboards, boy, we wouldn't be able to do the things we do that we have to catch walleyes in many different situations.
Well, you know, you look at the walleye leagues, you know, the PWT in particular, you know, these guys just keep getting better and better. And if you're the cream of the crop in walleye fishing, you know, that you see some of those guys can actually cross over to other species as well because of that training that you guys have gotten in the walleye business.
Oh, yeah. And it's amazing. And walleyes are a lot of times looked as a live bait type of species, you know, whether it's leeches, crawlers, minnows, what have you. But reality is we probably catch more walleyes on artificial baits, whether it's crankbaits, whether it's soft plastics, whether it's Gulp Alive, what have you, because walleyes at times are very, very aggressive. And if you can figure out the triggering mechanism to get those fish, whether it's a crankbait or a soft plastic, what have you, you're going to catch lots and lots of fish because of that. Because there's so many presentations, there's so many ways I can present the bait, you really have to be good at everything. You cannot just rely on, okay, I'm a flipper or I'm a pitcher or I like to fish docks or what have you. That doesn't cut it in the world of walleye fishing. You have to be good at fishing live bait. You have to be good at fishing crankbaits, plastics, spinners, right down the gamut, because so many fish do so many different things in these given systems. If you just have one or two things that you really enjoy to do, well, maybe on occasion it may work for you. But the best anglers out there in the world of walleye fishing are by far the best at multiple presentations.
Well, Scott, as usual, I appreciate you being with us here at Walleye Fan Radio. And, you know, we're going to really keep our eyes with new Walleye Fan, of course, looking at the PWT and all the tournament trails that are out there. And I look to see your name on that leaderboard all year.
Well, I've had the opportunity to be there a handful of times, and I continue to look forward to being at the top of my game as we move into 2008.
I'm Terry Brown. This has been Walleye Fan Radio.